Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, our men and women out there over the road, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab and Parler. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com. Now, that's a great website. Go over there and check it out and see all she's got over there to offer. FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we solved the world's problems with our meat supply. But for what it's worth, I just happen to see the headline here, and it says, meat shortages feared.
Yeah. I think we might have a shortage for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that it's going to be as serious as we got into with the Colonial Pipeline mess.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's already inventory in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
But we could, we're getting up with a supply chain problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might be recommended that people, if you like beef, it didn't appear to affect pork or chicken. But if you like beef, you might want to stock up.
Well, let's talk about stocking up with Joe Biden, because yesterday Joe Biden made an announcement about his first budget request coming for the Department of Defense, slashing the procurement by some $8 billion, whacking a whole bunch of legacy weapons and systems as a way to deliver a $5.5 billion boost for the development and testing of cutting-edge technologies that could deter China, including cyber warfare.
They want to put some emphasis on electronic warfare, too, which I think that they should. But if you understand what is it you just said, what they're really doing is saying we're not going to rely as much on boots on the ground,
mm-hmm.
In combat or battle space, as they're heading to more technology-based systems, so they don't have to deal with personnel.
Mm-hmm.
This says that we are in a hybrid environment, which I agree with. We are definitely in a hybrid operation when you consider, you know, you've got the Space Force, of which, you know, a lot of people laughed at Trump about, but that it's a viable battle space.
It was needed.
And then, you know, the other piece of that is, and we're learning it, is, you know, cyber. It is warfare.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the other issue is, too, that the Biden administration does not want to carry, human assets. They're expensive, and you got training and, you know, all those other kinds of things. But we have to also understand, because of Biden, they're losing a lot of military personnel. There are a lot of them that are retiring.
Well, special operations is going to be around because that's what they're going to do, send in smaller groups of people, which is kind of what's been done the last few years anyway. And then, of course, they direct the drones and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And, by the way, we need to talk a little bit about the artificial intelligence drones, the killer drones, as they're being called, that have been used overseas that are now showing up in America.
Well, artificial intelligence is a, it's really a feature. It is where you put data into supercomputers, and then it comes out with some kind of modeling. And it's not only military and or government that uses it, but private business uses it as well, you know, to help make decisions, not to exclusively make decisions and have the machine tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, it's kind of like planning. I've written many papers as a request for Baylor University on artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Evidence shows that the big blue cities over the weekend were in turmoil, not expected, the Memorial Day weekend. A lot of violence in the big blue cities around the country.
Well, and they're taking down monuments again.
Yeah.
Or attempting to.
Okay, Eric just chimed in and said, absolutely, artificial intelligence, double-edged sword, dangerous when it becomes fully automated and isolated. Okay, thanks, Eric. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. Denise Simon and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And a lot of different things going on in the world in which we live today, I'll tell you what. Little Dr. Fauci is writing a book. We're going to tell you about that one on our little Dr. Fauci report.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. We're back with more from Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Remember, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the different things she has to offer over there. Sign up for her sit rep and find out what's going on when she knows what's going on. In the meantime, here's more about something that our good friend Patrick Heinlein is up to.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and now back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, you were a busy little camper yesterday writing all sorts of stuff, and one of the things we're going to talk about is little Dr. Fauci, because just when you thought $417,000 a year wasn't enough money, what's he going to do? Well, he's going to write a book. Isn't that just special?
Yeah, I think it's coming out in November, titled Expect the Unexpected.
Understatement of the year.
Well, I mean, he clearly, I mean, the title itself, he clearly did expect the unexpected because mm-hmm. he's waffled on so many things.
Sure.
But yeah, I did a bunch of research here in the last several weeks, so I wrote about Fauci and his book deal, but the bigger piece is the other U.S. Agencies and universities that also have a conduit into all things Wuhan laboratories.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's some harder questions to ask, and we're not asking nearly enough of them. USAID has a program called PREDICT, which does global surveillance of pathogens, that works with UC, University of California at Davis. They're One Health Institute. I would also say that, you know, we need to understand that we have known that China has a bioweapons program. And just for fun, I was not getting a lot of this information. I purposely didn't get most of this information from the United States. I wanted to see what other countries necessarily knew and how many of them have information that they're sharing or not sharing with the United States on all things Wuhan Lab in China.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes British intelligence. It includes Taiwan. It's a very serious thing, furthermore, least of which is Fort Detrick, which has the National Bioforensic Analysis Center, which also collaborates with the laboratories at the FBI, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Then we tend to forget about the Chinese scientists. Remember a whole pile of them, you know, from Harvard and the University of Texas? Yeah. Well, doing a little bit more work, it seems that we also have something called the Rocky Mountain Laboratories in Montana who have done some work. Or the University of Alabama or California at Irvine. So, yeah, there's a lot more out there that people know about what is happening when it comes to biological weapons and their programs in China.
All right. Well, we're going
to... We'll see if Fauci put that in his book.
Okay. We're going to be talking a little bit about a canal across, it looks like, South America that you wrote about and talked about. But Eric's got a question which is related to Iran, and this is interesting because we talked about this a while ago. But he wants to know what your perspective is about the largest ship in the Iranian Navy catching fire and sinking to the bottom of the Gulf of Oman.
Well, it's actually a supply ship in the Iranian Navy.
Correct.
It's an old ship, the British built, I think in 77. But yeah, it caught fire, and they couldn't save it, so it sunk.
But
what a shame.
But didn't we mention something about the fact that this could have been related to maybe Israel, because the stuff that they had on board may have been going to points that might have helped?
I don't know. Anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't put it past Israel to have, you know, put something on that ship or on its hull.
Okay. Now we're going to build a canal, right? And where are we going to build it? To the middle of what country?
Well, somewhere between Nicaragua and Costa Rica. And the reason is I was really doing some other serious work. You know that China hates the United States. I mean,
correct.
We've pretty much figured that one out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have these two other ships, Iranian ships, that are headed to Venezuela that have some fast boats on them, seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
And China's been making some investments in Latin America, Central America, and now even Cuba. And when they make these investments, they say, hey, we'll help you build a port, or we'll build some telephone infrastructure and so forth. And they say, we'll loan you the money and we'll build it, and then you've got to pay us back. Well, little countries like Nicaragua or El Salvador can't do it. So China does what they call debt trapping. And then they end up owning that infrastructure, meaning China ends up owning the infrastructure in these respective countries.
Hmm.
So why do you think we end up with some of these shortages that we end up with?
Mm-hmm.
Because China is slow-walking things. And they slow-walk things such that we need to be watching the Panama Canal. I don't, if you think you've got shortages today, mm-hmm. like in lumber or flour or rare earth minerals or rental cars or diapers or appliances and mm-hmm. pharmaceuticals, imagine if China decides that they're going to have some nefarious influence on the Panama Canal. So I suggest right now, from a America First perspective, we need to look at this infrastructure nonsense, and I think that we need to go to Nicaragua / Costa Rica, and we need to build a high-tech shipping canal that puts the Panama Canal to shame.
Would you ever build one? Would you ever build one just like for the supersized oil tankers?
Well, you have to, because the ships are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
And that is one of the problems that the Panama Canal has, is that these super tankers really can't go through the Panama Canal.
Right.
So it's interesting, when I was doing some of this critical thinking, that China had actually put together some investments to build the canal in Nicaragua,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of ran over monies and estimates and all these other kinds of things. So we talk in trillions, but I think $50 billion would be quite generous to build a canal, and I think that we need to really start thinking about it. The other thing it will solve, I would say, it would begin to stabilize some of those countries down there, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Ecuador. So we wouldn't have, they now have a place to work, wouldn't they? And we wouldn't have a migration problem. See where I'm going with all that?
Yeah. By the way, Eric just chimed in. Panama Canal was turned over to China thanks to Jimmy Carter.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do see. I do see where you're going.
Okay. So there's a lot of natural major water grades from the Gulf, if you will, the southern Gulf, over to the Pacific side. If you look at a map of Nicaragua and the border of Costa Rica, take a long look at that.
Okay, we will, and we'll go to founderscode.com to check out these articles we're talking about, because they're over there. And you have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Again, check out these articles. Fascinating stuff. You won't hear it anywhere else but here. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna has started the process to gain full approval from the Food and Drug Administration for its two-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The company announced Tuesday that it's begun submitting data from several studies on its shot. Moderna's vaccine has been administered in the United States under an emergency use authorization from the FDA, with more than 124 million doses having been given out so far. The company said it also plans on asking for an emergency use authorization this month for use in children ages 12 to 15. Pfizer received authorization for the same age group last month. and an off-duty Los Angeles firefighter shot and killed one colleague and wounded another. The shooting occurred Tuesday morning in the Agua Dulce area near Santa Clarita. Investigators say the man killed was a 20-year veteran of the department, and the injured firefighter was a captain who was airlifted from the scene. The suspect allegedly returned to his home near the station after the shooting. When police arrived, they found the home on fire and the suspect dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. This portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy that brings you the military and veterans news segment. They have two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where those are after we tell you. Give them a call, 800-659-2080, and here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, and like I always say, ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. Now, you can do that by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And you can either take the tour at the campus in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Either way, you'll get a first-hand look at what they do and how you'll become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a very high-paying job. It's a career. It's not an adventure. It's not a part-time thing. It's a career. You'll stay at it for a number of years because of the money you make and the benefits you'll get as well. And I could think of nothing else, if you have any type of mechanical aptitude at all, that you could do that would be any better. Now, by the way, you guys that work in radio out there that are engineers and whatnot, they could actually use your skills, too, for some of what they do. Because it's all part of putting the aircraft together and keeping the aircraft well-maintained because, as you know, the systems are all pretty much computer-oriented right now. So, NAA.edu is the website. 800-659-2080 is the phone number. And don't forget, Concord, Mass., one campus, Clearwater, Florida, the other. Ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. Well, eyeing China, the Biden defense budget is boosting research and cuts procurement, something that's not been done in quite a while. You heard me talking about this with Denise Simon in the prior segment, but U.S. President Joe Biden's first budget request for the Department of Defense slashes procurement by some $8 billion. That's whacking scores of legacy weapons and systems as a way to deliver a $5.5 billion boost for the development and testing of cutting-edge technologies that could deter China and adding to the cyber realm as well with our cyber force. By the way, pay is up, but strength is down, and more from the Pentagon's latest budget proposal, I'll explain. The Defense Department wants to sink more than $5 billion into personnel next year with a 2.7% pay raise and an extra $200 million in family support programs, according to the fiscal year 2022 budget request. Whether or not that will happen, we don't know. I'm sure the military would like more than that, but it is what it is. And the Pentagon wants a new regulation for prosecuting the extremism that may or may not be in their ranks. Now, the Defense Department has been rolling out initiatives to address the threat of domestic extremism serving in uniform since early this year. And now, its next budget request hopes to throw some money behind them. We'll see what happens. Now, the Air Force is donning headsets. You heard me right. Headsets to stem the suicide and sexual assault scourge that seems to be moving along rapidly through their branch of the service. Now, officials are hoping that an immersible virtual reality experience aimed at getting airmen to intervene will succeed where years of traditional training have failed. We'll soon know. By the way, Joe Biden and the First Lady will be visiting the Langley Air Force Base to honor service members and their families. They paused for a video. Of course, always there to be able to be seen. And, of course, there'll be a lot more Joe Biden seeing the troops as more troops come home from overseas. He'll be intervening, I'm sure, and meeting them. Now, as tensions with Russia simmer, thousands of NATO troops, several warships, and dozens of aircraft are taking part in military exercises stretching across the Atlantic through Europe and into the Black Sea region, which has got Russia looking behind their back, watching what's going on. Now, the truth may be out there, folks, or right here at home, as the case may be, in the form of camera quirks and other phenomenon, as those amazing Navy UFO videos may have some down-to-earth explanations. Skeptics are saying it may not be what you think you're looking at all. We'll find out soon enough, as there's going to be a report coming out, a UFO report from the Department of Defense. Now, the Missile Defense Agency's $8.9 billion fiscal 2022 budget aligns its funding to focus heavily on development of future capability, including a next-generation interceptor for homeland missile defense, a hypersonic defensive capability, and space-based tracking critical to detecting challenging threats, according to the budget documents that were released. We'll see what happens there. Now, this isn't good. A weapons system test conducted by the U.S. Missile Defense Agency in the Pacific Ocean near Hawaii failed to intercept the target over the weekend. That's not good. And the Senate confirmed the Pentagon Comptroller nominee, Michael McCord, by unanimous consent late last week. The official expected to lead the department's ongoing audit of the DOD. Now, Army Captain Christian Bell stunned the 8th Airborne Corps leaders at a forum on preventing suicides in the ranks with her warning that soldiers assigned frequently to military funeral details are at the risk of taking their own lives because they get depressed themselves. And that is rather stunning, because those soldiers are hand-picked to do that. But I guess it's the time in which we live. By the way, did you hear about Senator Kirsten Gillibrand? She called for Senate Majority Leader Charles Chucky Boy Schumer to bring to the floor a vote on a bipartisan bill that would overhaul the way the U.S. military responds to sexual assault cases. And here's where the rubber meets the road again. We all know that there's a lot of jobs out there in the government. There always is. And the government's way of ending the situation when it comes to the economy is to hire more people in government and make government bigger, right? Well, President Joe Biden's fiscal year 2022 budget anticipates hiring more than 50,000 full-time equivalent employees to increase the federal payrolls next year as part of concerted efforts to attract young and expert workers to federal service with specific services and degrees to do just that. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Might work, might not. Never say never, right? By the way, the U.S. Army is taking a hit in the president's fiscal 2022 defense budget request compared to the other military services, but the land force continues to staunchly guard its ongoing modernization efforts intended to provide overmatch against adversaries like China and Russia by 2035. We'll see what happens there. All righty. Here comes the music in my ear. That means we've got to let you go. And when we come back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And coming up next hour, bottom of the hour, we're going to have Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright again. He's become quite a hit on the program, talking again about Israel, the Middle East. And, oh, by the way, I've got intelligence. We'll talk about with the colonel about Iran and what they did in the recent war with Gaza. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and I'll tell you what, this conversation I'm about to have with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our good friends over at Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and Acura is a beautiful, new, redesigned SUV that you're going to love to drive. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a few more rigid body and double wishbone suspension additions to it. It also comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And I'll tell you what, with a bad back like mine, that really feels fantastic. Now, Moss Nissan offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, they also honor those that have served, because if you serve, you save. You wind up saving money, active duty veterans, military veterans, and also first responders and church pastors, too. Now, they're located at North Tampa at North Florida Avenue, next to the Moss Nissan dealership. And don't forget, you can check them out online by going to mossacura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, acura.com. And tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money, too. Now, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You were up early this morning.
Yeah, when did I get up? And that, well,
I don't know, but I saw the little green light light up, and there he was. I almost said something. I said, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, sometimes you wake up and go back to bed and whatnot. But, get distracted. Okay. Try to keep the phone further away.
Okay, well, I'm just going to read something and ask you your thought. Whoever said that those who forget history are doomed to repeat it was not was too optimistic, I think, with what they said. Because I don't know if you paid attention, but right now, gas prices in parts of California have continued their relentless climb upward, reaching nearly $6 a gallon in some parts of the state. Now, in the rest of the country, prices are lower, of course, like Florida, mostly due to the less punitive fuel taxes, thank God, but also rising nationally. Now, gas prices are now at their highest level since 2014, and there doesn't seem to be any relief in sight, except that something happened this morning. OPEC is talking about raising their production.
OPEC is definitely talking about that. Gasoline prices have gone up without a doubt. We're also, hack that went into the meat processing plant turned out to be much, much worse. Yep. Than anyone thought. It's another absolute disaster for this country. Where in the world's this administration dealing with this? This is prices are going to go up. You're talking about 25% of our nation's food supply, meat supply, put at risk. I mean, this is terrible. Everybody's seeing what they're paying at the pump. So you may be happy if your portfolio is going up and all that stuff, and it's one big distraction, but also the cost of everything that you have to purchase on any given day is going up. It's going up even more your portfolio. So it's not even a wash. You're going backwards rather than going forwards.
All right. We've got our question asker, our favorite question asker on the line here. Backgammon Bob, what's your question for the Watchdog?
Yes, sir, Captain. I see where all these people are talking about the big wealth gap that's happening, because racial inequality and the wealth gap between the race men. And I'm saying it's not a wealth gap, it's a skills gap. And that's what's going to help them. Anyways, all right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, I think I know what he's talking about there, Chris. The young people that are coming out of school, for the most part, aren't being taught the skills that were used years ago to keep America moving.
Listen, there's always been a gap, between the people at the top and the people, at the bottom. A lot of that is right. Has to do with skills. Also has a lot to do with lifestyle choices as well. You know, some people, they don't want to work. They don't want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning for decades and put in the long, long hours and work weekends. There is the reality there that, you work hard, you're going to make more money. Certain jobs are different than other jobs. I mean, let's be honest here. I'm not going to make the type of money, that LeBron James is making. I don't have his skill. Not to mention the fact he put the work in to get to the level that he's at. Everybody has got to stop. It's a problem. It's one of the worst sins out there is just the envy. And we're looking at other people and what they're making and what they're doing. Do I see a problem absolutely with the way CEOs and executives are paid and stock? Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And there's things that we can deal with. But I don't look at somebody that has more than I do or whatever it may be with any sort of resentment. I look and I said, he or she must work really, really hard to have gotten where they're at. And there's nothing wrong with that. And again, it's not a contest to see how much money we have in our bank account the day we die either. You live a life like that, you're going to live very much an unfulfilled existence.
Let me just blow something right out of the water about college. You can have a high school degree, keyword, high school degree, and you can go to a trade school, like maybe National Aviation Academy, become a certified aviation maintenance tech, take those skills and go to work for a company like Amazon and make as much as $37 an hour.
It's just that I'm talking simple trades.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many clients that I have around the country that are plumbers, electricians, masons, contractors, people own landscaping businesses that are millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, they didn't go to college. Some of them did, but some of them, you know, learned their trade, worked as an apprentice, built up their own business, mm-hmm. and they're doing extraordinarily well. No, everybody doesn't have to be a lawyer and work on Wall Street. It just doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. By the way, to add a little insult to injury, yesterday Joe Biden announced he's going to cancel the oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, known as ANWR, despite the fact that gasoline prices are going up, and you don't even want to know what's going on with gas and oil today. I'm afraid to say anything because I don't want to upset the audience, but I have to, so here it goes. West Texas crude's up $1.40 a barrel, $67.72. Hasn't been to $70 in about 5 years. Brent crude oil is up to $69.63. And the wholesale price of gasoline without any tax at all in it is $2.17 a gallon. And the wholesale price of diesel without any tax is $2.07 a gallon. Both of them are up.
Yeah, and certain areas pay a lot more. I mean, I pay $3.50 a gallon where I live right now. And, certain people, and this is where it's an issue, certain people, it doesn't matter to them. Though they can pay, they don't think twice if they're paying two, if they're paying $3.50, if they're paying four. But for mm-hmm. most of the country, that is a big part of their budget, and it hurts. But this is all by design.
Yeah.
It's just they want these
100 days, and look what's happened.
They want these prices to go up. They want people to buy those electric cars. They want to force people into those things.
Yep.
This is how they're going to do it. This goes back to Obama when his Secretary of Energy suggested that our gasoline prices need to be commensurate with Europe, and that would be a good thing. So this is nothing new.
Barack Obama said, and this is a direct quote from Barack Obama, "Joe Biden is merely finishing the job with my former staff. Obama's third term is currently underway."
Yeah, pretty much. You're not getting any argument there at all.
No.
And hey, listen, they're winning. You don't see Republicans doing much about it, do you?
No.
So it is what it is. I mean, you're going to get an infrastructure bill that, they're going to get what they want. Republicans will cave.
Yeah.
They'll get a few things there, but this is the position you're in.
Right.
So think twice when you're given to also those elephants out there, because more often than not, they're useless.
Very quickly, Moderna is seeking full U.S. approval for their COVID-19 vaccine. They could very easily get it because it's been working very well.
Yeah, it has. It's also been working well on the younger people as well. They think they expanded to 12-year-olds. This is a vaccine that I had. Did have some side effects, but they went away very quickly. I know people react to it differently, but I haven't heard much problems as of late in regards to side effects or issues with the vaccines, and that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Right. All right, here comes the music. We'll let you go, but in the meantime, stay warm up there.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website for him and his radio shows heard on the weekend all across the country on many of these same stations. All right, we're coming back after the top of the hour news with Amanda Mackey. Of course, she is an attorney and a GOP strategist. We're going to talk to her about some stuff going on. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.